Okay, hey guys, it's Annie Talk, and Aaliyah has prepared today's podcast episode. So we're going to be asking each other questions, but I'll let her explain it a little bit more.
Yes. So basically, recently, BTS did an interview that was, the question was most likely to, but dot, dot, dot. So, like, they would say, who is the most likely to do this, or, you know what I mean? So, basically, I wrote down what BTS had answered because they ask about each member, and then we're going to say who we think out of the group. Like,
okay, so you're gonna ask questions, mm-hmm. and we're gonna pick which member we think is the most likely to do that. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna hear what BTS actually responded.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. First question.
First question is, who is most likely to spend the most money on tour? Who do you think?
I was gonna say Jin. I accidentally saw the answer.
All right, that's okay, because I saw all of the answers. Okay. I think Jimin, because I feel like I always see him shopping, like, at expensive stores. Expensive glasses, expensive stores, and things like that. So, the answer that BTS said, all of them said J-Hope.
Wow, all of them
said? Uh-huh, even J-Hope himself.
So, what does he buy?
I mean, he does have a very unique style. Like, he was, like his jewelry, like, his glasses. Like,
expensive glasses.
and then just his clothes, you know. But he does accessorize with quite a few things.
So that, and, okay, I was trying to think, because we talked about this earlier. Like, they collect stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, RM collects those, like, oh, God, what are they called? Oh, they look God. Like Disney. The cause thing.
Yeah.
K-A-W-S. Mm-hmm. And then J-Hope, we talked about this, how he, like, Snoopy.
Yes.
So maybe, like, when you see things like that, that causes you to buy more, too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So maybe they spend more money on that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Second question is, who is most likely to brighten someone's day? Who do you think?
I'm going to say Jin again?
I would say J-Hope. Just because
I thought J-Hope too, but I'm just like, we can't pick J-Hope for every answer.
I didn't pick J-Hope for my last
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, geez, the whole thing is going to be all J-Hope. Okay, who's the answer?
So V said Suga, and the rest of them said J-Hope.
Wow, V said Suga? Mm-hmm. That's because I swear, and we've said this to, like, Suga thinks V is like his little kid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He treats him like he's his baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Suga's like one of the least, like, touchy members, and like V is one of the most touchy members. So you always see pictures of them like giving each other hugs, and Suga like looks like he's like
cringing,
quote unquote, not enjoying it. Yeah, but V's like smiling super big.
And everybody else said who?
J-Hope.
But J-Hope also feels like that's his job.
Yeah, that's why I chose it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna let anything influence me now.
All right. Just do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now the next one, speaking of hugs, is who is most likely to give the best hugs?
I'm gonna say Tae-Tae, because you just talked about how he likes to hug and he's touchy feely.
Yeah. I would have said Tae-Tae.
Okay.
So Suga said J-Hope, Jin, V, and Jungkook said Jimin, and RM said Jin, and then J-Hope said RM. And a lot of the time,
so nobody picked Tae.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we are like totally off. So, but most of them said Jimin, and on a lot of these, I just want to point out, Jimin didn't really answer a lot of them. He just kind of like went with what everyone was kind of mostly agreeing with. So if you don't hear me say like, well, Jimin said this, it's probably because yeah, I thought that was interesting though.
I guess that gets back to like, well, what makes a hug good?
Yeah.
Like, what is
it, like the pressure that hug? You feel? Is yeah. it like the
Did
passion?
You hear what I said? I was like, what is a good hug?
What's a good hug? What's a hug?
Or like the feeling behind
the hug, like are they hugging you for different reasons?
Or the timing of it, because there could be like an awkward time tug and you're like, get off
me. You're like, why are you hugging me? Yeah. Okay. Next one is, who is most likely to always be checking Twitter?
Oh, I saw the answer.
That's okay. It's just...
Okay, well, I'm not going to say, because now my brain can only think about
Oh,
that.
My gosh.
I can't help it. Go.
Oh, my gosh.
Hide the thing.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I don't have Twitter.
I would have said J-Hope, to be honest. Okay. Not because I know anything about Twitter either, but I would have just picked J-Hope. But I saw what the answer is.
I think I would pick Jin because I feel like I always see people talking about like what Jin has said to like respond Jin or Tae responding to armies, but I think that's on Weverse.
Yeah, so, that's on Weverse.
Yeah.
Anyways,
but
the answer is
RM. And they all said RM. They're all like, yep.
So RM. I think that kind of makes sense ish too because RM feels like it's his responsibility
as a leader
to gauge like what people are saying, how they're feeling, where BTS stands.
Like he's like in their next album, I could be like, all right, well, ARMY really liked this, like, so let's continue with that. Right. Or like this wasn't, maybe we need more shows in this tour, so stuff like that. I bet that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't let me see.
You know that I'm reading these answers and I'm still saying
that. But my brain doesn't work that way.
Okay. Who is most likely to cry during a sad movie?
During a sad movie?
I have my answer.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to say... I've been so wrong about everything.
That's okay. We're just saying who we think. We have different opinions.
I'll say either J-Hope or Tae.
I would say Tae. Because again, I feel like
he seems like the softest, but at the same time, I feel like maybe because he's so sensitive, he's learned how to not be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How to actually control when he cries. Mm-hmm. All right. So Suga said V, and the rest of them said Jungkook.
Jungkook?
I know. I was surprised by that too. I was like, he's a little touchy.
Can we take a moment?
He cries more often. I feel
to
like
talk about what I said yesterday about Jungkook.
I don't remember.
So remember, I posted the thing where he's painting.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he is like a prince.
Yeah.
He's like a prince. He has like lived this life.
Just being good at everything.
Being good at everything, but also being able to try everything. Mm-hmm. He's lived a very protected life. Mm-hmm. Like, the other members take very good care of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't care too much about what people think. He's able to, like, go into his own world whenever he wants. Mm-hmm. He's, like, very supported and loved and... Like, there's something, when you grow up with that, I don't know, he just seems like a prince to me.
And I think, like, well, I'm not, how does that relate to, like, him crying during?
So, because, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Because I was just so confused, like, that they would pick him. Yeah. Like, that surprises me. And so I think that surprise, like, reminded me of, like, his emotional side. And then, so then I got, like, I remembered all, like, the deep connection that he has to everything because of the life that he's led since he was very young. Mm-hmm. You know? So that's why. That's how.
I think Jungkook is more sensitive. Then I think I don't know if maybe other armies already knew that, but I like when especially when I first got into BTS, like I viewed him as like the like more like on the on the traditional masculine side of the members, like the more like I think he used to be, but I think now he's really allowed himself and gotten in touch with like other sides of himself, which I really love.
Well, and like.
He's, like, allowed himself to open up a little bit.
Like, us personally, well, I know me for sure. Like, I cry for everything.
Yeah.
I cry for everything. not just sad things though, like really cool, beautiful things. Because
anytime I always cry when someone's really good at something.
Yeah, because we're like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, yes. So
maybe he cries a little bit for the same reason. Okay. Next one. Okay, yeah, don't tell me.
Okay. Who is most likely to laugh at the wrong moment?
Okay, I'm gonna say Suga.
I'm gonna say Jin.
Oh, Jin.
Now, let me tell you why, though. So one of the biggest things in my mind is, and I really shouldn't go just off of this, and I don't, but he is a Sagittarius, and Sagittariuses are notorious for saying jokes at the completely wrong time. Mm. They're notorious for that. That is their thing. So that's why I say him, but also because I've seen it happen before. That's, like, you know what I mean? Like, so.
I think that was a good answer. I think I just picked mine because I feel like.
He's just going to joke about anything.
Well, because I feel like he would see the irony in a situation and he would just be like, ha ha ha. Like, you know, and everyone's like a mess and he's like, oh my God, this is like, I can't even believe this is happening.
It's like chaotic. So he's like, okay. So Jimin said Jin, V said Suga, and the rest of them said V.
Wow.
I'm so surprised by that.
Wow, we need to spend more time with them.
I know, right? I mean, like, what? Like, I never thought V would be the one to, you know, do that. Like, crack a joke at the wrong time. Like, I've never seen that happen.
But did it say make a joke or did it say laugh?
It says laugh.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I don't even see him laughing, like, at the wrong time.
I don't know. We'll have to.
It's
we'll
because, like we said, like, he's such a sensitive person. Like, you think that he, like, can feel, like, the tension or, like, you know what I mean? Or, like, the sadness or the happiness or whatever.
I think what we'll do is, like, we'll keep all these answers in mind as we.
When we watch,
as
like,
we
BTS
watch things
run
now. Yeah. I'm going to be like,
oh, I see that now. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So the next question is,
how many are there?
There's 11 questions in total. We've gone through 6.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay. So the next question is, who is most likely to spend their money on something weird? Now, I know who my answer is.
Something weird.
Mm-hmm.
Something weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would be weird?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know, like that gnome or something, like, you know what I mean? Like something funny, like, or crazy.
Okay, so then I'm going to say,
like, out of the blue.
I'm actually going to say Jungkook on this.
Really?
Yeah. Because again, like, he's not as inhibited.
Like he doesn't really care.
He totally feels like he can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. I'm going to say RM because I feel like his cause things and stuff are a little weird to me. Like, his collection of those figures is weird to me. So, but that's to me. Maybe it's a normal thing for other people to buy them, but I've never, you know what I mean? So, okay. So, Suga said RM, too. Jungkook said Jin, and the rest of them said Jungkook.
Oh, good!
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay. You actually got it.
Okay. Yeah, I just can picture Jungkook, like I said, being like, I don't care what anybody thinks.
Like, I like this.
Yeah. And then I feel like he's also, like, since he's the youngest, he's still, like, learning about the world. Yeah, and he's like, oh, what is this thing? I'm going to buy it, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the next one?
Okay. Next one is, who is most likely to be late to rehearsal? We all know this one because I talk about it all the time.
Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never heard you talk about this. I'm gonna say Jimin.
Yeah.
Because he spends so much time getting ready.
Oh, well, they said that in the group, it's like it's an inside joke, and they make it a verb, like when someone's late.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you Jimin
today,
yeah.
Yeah, talked about that.
Okay. Yeah. So, everyone said Jimin.
Okay.
And I say Jimin, too, because I already kind of knew that.
Are you late for stuff?
No.
You're an on-time person.
I'm an on-time or early person.
Mm-hmm.
Are you late for stuff?
I am late for stuff. I go through moments where I'm really, really good, but having extra time drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I were to get to work 5 minutes early and not Like, I'm not allowed to clock in early or anything like that. Like, so I literally would not have anything to do. That would give me anxiety. So I always try to time things, like, exactly. Yeah. Unless it's something super important.
Then you'll be there early.
Then I'll be there early for sure. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Next.
So next one is, who is most likely to crash another's hotel room?
I'm going to say Jimin or Tae, because I feel like those are the ones who I've seen do it
in the on live and stuff.
Most, I don't know.
So I would say Jimin or Jungkook. And the reason why I say Jungkook is because I feel like, I'll just say Jimin because I was going to say, I feel like he loves his Hyungs so much that like he just goes. But then I remembered when we watched Burn the Stage, like he loved to spend time alone in his hotel room. So I don't think he would. So I guess I'd say Jimin.
Jimin?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely not like Suga. Suga's too sleepy.
He'd be like,
to
nah, I'm good. Yeah. Okay. He's like, I'll stay here. So Suga said JK, and the rest of them said Jimin. But I could see Jungkook going to Suga's and just Suga's.
Right, like, right. Yeah. He probably bugs him.
Him and not the other members. Okay. Yeah, that's how I feel. Okay. All right. The next question is, who is most likely to steal another member's food?
I think it's Jin.
I think it's Jin
because
too.
Jin loves food, and Jin has that I'm the oldest, I get to do what I want.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's why I would choose
like,
Jin too.
What, you're not gonna let me steal your food? How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah.
I'm older than you.
I'm older than you. You have to
I'm sorry, I hit the phone, guys. Okay, all of them said RM. All of them.
What?
All of them said RM. I'm so surprised by that. I've never seen him steal another member's food.
Me either.
No. There was one time where he like apologized to Jungkook or one of the members for eating their food, but that's the only time.
I haven't even seen RM eat that much when
he's on camera. Maybe that's why he's keeping it a secret. He's like, you'll never know. I steal the other member's food.
Okay.
That's crazy.
This is so insightful. Was this like a recent review?
Yeah. It was kind of recent. It's not like super new, but it's new. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So.
Okay.
All right. Last question is, who is most likely to dance down an escalator?
Jungkook. I mean, what am I saying? J-Hope. Yeah.
That's, I thought too.
Yeah.
Now only one person answered this question, but the rest seemed to agree with him. Mm-hmm. And Jungkook said RM.
No.
Yeah.
He's wrong.
He's wrong. Jungkook,
You're wrong.
RM is not the one who dances down the escalators, actually. It's actually J-Hope. You're
J-Hope.
Seeing wrong.
Because I can actually picture J-Hope doing it. You know which move I picture? Is this one.
Is that one?
Yes.
You can't see what we're doing.
But dang it.
I picture like RM doing like crazy like arm waves or something, like if he were to do it. Like
Here's why I don't pick RM, because he's so much of a thinker in his head all the time.
Oh,
he doesn't live like in his body, lives in his head. Do you know what I mean?
So he's dancing in his mind.
Like, J-Hope lives in his body. Like, all his energy is constantly moving
out
his
of his body.
And, like, RM's energy is constantly moving, like,
in his
brain waves.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't pick RM.
All right.
Okay. Well, I feel like we did not pass this test.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so bummed.
We're gonna just watch nothing but BTS stuff when we get home.
We're just gonna binge watch every run episode. Okay.
And then I have a couple of days off this week too. So let's just do that then.
Alright.
Let's agree here and now.
Alright. Okay. We are watching.
Let's pink a promise.
We're pinky promising.
Pink a promise.
We're pinky promising.
Okay. Alright, well thanks for listening, guys. Okay, this is another goal. Let's set another goal. What's today?
Today is Sunday for us.
March 7th? I think it's the 7th. Anyways, let's promise ourselves, and our listeners who we love and adore.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, guys.
That we are going to submit a podcast 3 times a week for the rest of March.
Okay.
It's on like Donkey Kong. I feel like when we set goals, we accomplish them. If we kind of just leave it like willy-nilly, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so 3 times a week
Hold
for
us
March.
Accountable.
Yes. Okay.
I feel like, where is our podcast?
And if we don't do it, we'll have to do some sort of challenge for each other. Like,
like
punishment challenge. Like
hardcore
100
challenge.
Burpees or something. Or something that will sound fun on the podcast. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.